I think the year my father came to England was 1931, because they married in... You were born in 37, weren't you?
Yeah, born in 37.
And they were courting for 6 years, so that makes it... I think he came to England in 1931 as a very handsome young man. I'm not sure how old he was. He was born in 1909, so that makes him...
1929. It'd only be in the early 20s, wouldn't it?
22.
About 22, 23, they couldn't.
Yes.
No more than that, must have been.
He was born in 1909 and he came in 1031. So that's 22. He was 22 when he came to England.
And how did he meet your mother?
Well, he came to England. He bred pigs to get the money to come to England for 3 months to learn English. And he stayed with some friends of my English grandparents in Percy Street. And I think their name was McKay. And my mother used to go and play their piano. And it was love over the piano.
And the result of the love was you first?
Yes, me
well,
first.
No, because, yes, but over 6 years, Mother went backwards and forwards to Holland. She went and lived in Holland. Because her parents totally... I mean, they wouldn't have wanted her to marry anybody. She'd had a romance and her father had broken up. He kept the letters, so my mother never received any letters. And the strange thing was that the man died a few months after my father died.
He outlived my father, didn't he?
Yeah, just by a couple of months.
I don't know exactly, but I know he outlived my father.
Yeah, only by a very short time.
Mum's first love.
Do you want to sit side by side?
Yeah, and when were you born, John?
37, May the 3rd, 1937.
So 2 years before the war.
Yeah,
yeah,
three. Well,
three.
Yes, 39 it broke, eh?
Yes.
September 39.
And you were...
It's June 39. And my Dutch grandmother came over for me to be born and to christening. And her husband, my grandfather, sent a message that she had to go back because war was breaking out. And she went back on one of the last boats, free boats, to go across to Holland.
Do you remember Mum being born?
He was only two.
I was only two. Well, I remember your Mum in the pram, but I can't remember him... I can't say I can remember her actually being born. I probably turned up sometime and she was there.
I was born on 6 o'clock in the evening and the poor doctor missed his golf. His wife sat out in the car all day and nobody told my mother that his wife was sitting in the car outside Ivy Road, 28 Ivy Road. And as the church bells were ringing at 6 o'clock, I was born. And it was a beautiful day, according to was it Mrs. James who lived next door?
Yeah, Mrs. James.
And she always called me Rose because all the roses were out when I was born, so I was always to her Rose.
And so, what was your father doing to earn money?
Well, they grew bulbs in the family grew bulbs in Holland, and Dad came over to sell them. He came over as a salesman selling these bulbs, and. Mum used to go back to Holland. They usually live part of the year in Holland anyway, and then come back and forth. But then, obviously, when I was born, that finished it then. I was conceived in Holland.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that?
So I've been told anyway.
In the cupboard, in the dining room.
Yeah.
In the cupboard. Mother had to have the door open because she couldn't stand the door being closed. Everybody that slept in the cupboard closed the doors, but my mother couldn't stand sleeping in the cupboard with the door closed. So, and she insisted on sleeping on the outside.
So you were conceived in an open cupboard?
Yes.
Well, there's doors on it, weren't there?
Yeah, doors on it.
Cupboard.
Yeah,
you could shut it up.
Yes,
you could
shut
it up. Cozy in the cold winter.
Yeah,
very cozy. And do you remember the war?
Yeah. Often, well.
Do you want to explain why you're crunching in case of posterity?
I'll put that back down.
We're making garlic bread.
I can remember the first time I can remember sitting in the pram with Marie, and then pushed down Ivy Road. I can remember that. I can remember because we had in Ivy Road, we had one of the big Anderson shelters in the garden, and I can remember a big concrete basin coming through the haze on rollers, and it went into, that was set into the ground, and the Anderson shelter put over the top of it with all the soil over the top of it. I can remember sitting in there when the air raid sirens going off,